We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, my name is Denise Gardner. And thank you, Jimmy, for having me here today. And what I'm going to be talking about today is how in my 60s, I changed my lifestyle to a healthy lifestyle. And then I will also get into how exercise, the exercise part of it. But I'm going to start off with the healthy eating, you know, eating the right foods.
So I had a question for you. How come you wanted to change your lifestyle? What made you want to change?
Well, I wanted to change. Well, I was in my 60s. And when I was younger, I was very healthy, even though I didn't eat right then. But when I got in my 60s, all of a sudden I had hypertension. I gained over 25 pounds. I had plaque buildup on my arteries that my dad died from when he was 64. And like I said, I was having IBS problems. And I mean, just things were not fun. And like all of a sudden I was falling apart. So what I decided then is like, okay, Denise, you need to change what you eat, because I think that's what's causing the problem here. So once I did that, then things change. And I'll go more into the story as we go on here.
Please share your story with us. I think my whole audience would like to hear.
Okay. All right. Well, what I wanted to do, I wanted to share this journey because I became a vegetarian when I was in my 60s. And then I am in the process of creating a free nutrition course because I wanted to share my own story first on why I changed to a healthy lifestyle. And when I was younger, I could eat anything I wanted and stayed skinny and healthy. And I ate fast food and junk food on a regular basis. And a lot of times I didn't eat at all. And the thing was, is I, even though I didn't eat healthy, I was an exercise fanatic. I would go to, going to Jazzercise then. And I went at least 5 days a week. And I mean, I was just all into this. And I almost became an instructor. And but the finances weren't there at that time. And Jazzercise was the thing, and like I said, I'll go more into this later too, is what the trend was at the time. And then before I started eating healthy, as I mentioned, I had stomach cramps and like IBS symptoms. And once I changed my eating habits, that went away. And it's amazing how different you feel when you eat the right foods and you get rid of all the junk that you eat. And then during menopause, which was like a 5 or 6 year period. I mean, I was like I said, I had stayed healthy, and then all of a sudden I became moody. I gained over the 25 pounds and I wasn't active. And like I said, I found out I had the hypertension and plaque buildup on my carotid arteries. And that, like I said, that's what caused my dad to pass away. And so I said, and it scared me. And so I started walking at least a mile a day, and then I changed what I ate. And this is what I changed to. Instead of all the junk, I went to fresh vegetables. And I would eat a variety of fruit, and I would have chicken once in a while because I'm really not a meat person. But I eat nuts and things like that to get the protein. And then I eat Greek yogurt, usually have oatmeal for breakfast or a whole grain cereal, whole wheat pasta once in a while, salads, avocado sandwiches, and then, like I said, no fast food or junk food, and then I drink water or tea. And then instead of eating chips, I would eat baby carrots and slice up peppers, the colored bell peppers. And then I rarely drink alcohol because that has a really high sugar content. So within a couple of months of doing this, I was back to a normal weight because I was doing this daily. And I was able to fit in all my old clothes. And boy, that I was happy to do that. And then I have been able to keep the weight off. And I think it's been going on like 6 years now, 6 or 7 years. And I've kept the weight off. And I did end up having to get on blood pressure medicine, but I'm fine. I mean, everything's under control. And then it was within about a year that the plaque on the arteries, it was gone. And the doctor mentioned that it took years to get that buildup. And like I said, after that, I had energy and I had my self-confidence back. And luckily, I have a lot of willpower and discipline. As we know, in the holidays, there's lots of food around. And you are tempted. Well, it's good food, but not healthy. And you are so tempted with all the food that people bring. Same thing when I was working, we'd have these potlucks and people would bring in food and it's like, oh, but I just can't eat any of this without paying for it. And when we would go to other people's homes, it was so hard to find healthy food and you didn't want to make them feel like they had to make you something special. So I would, at potlucks, I would bring a veggie tray. And I would bring food that I could eat when we go to people's homes. So at least I could eat, and not starve. And if they had salads or something like that, I could eat that. And going out to eat was another challenge. And most restaurants have fresh vegetables as a side. And you can also order that and brown rice and then add a fruit when possible. So
thanks to our sponsor to make this podcast happen. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make podcasts. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listeners. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, it only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to set up. It's simple, easy, and the best part, it's free. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today to just create your own podcast.
There was a time there where you couldn't find anything healthy, but now they do have a lot of things that you can eat because more people are going to the healthier lifestyle. And the thing is if you eat a well-balanced diet along with exercise, you will have more energy and self-confidence, and you can also reduce the risk of some cancers and heart disease, which is really, like I said, that's a good thing. And the part that surprised me still is that within a year, that plaque was no longer on my arteries, and that killed my dad. And so it's just no matter what age you are, you can do things that can reverse the damage that was done when you were younger. And that to me is a really good thing, and a good thing to let people know, because a lot of times they'll start coming down with all these symptoms and diseases and they a lot of people just give up and really don't do anything about it. So if you know that there's a way to get you back to how you felt, like say when you're in your 20s and 30s, go for it. And don't wait for your body to start breaking down before you start eating right. And believe me, healthy food can taste good and it's still filling. And at times, like I said, the damage can be reversed, and you're putting the right foods and your body's getting the right vitamins and minerals, and minimal amounts of good fats you're also getting in your body. Now, you were going to say something?
Yeah, I was about to say I read this one article. I forget how long ago it was because I didn't save it, the article. I did read it, but I just forget what year it was or how long ago. But anyway, there was this mom who had two kids, maybe one kid, and they were grown-ups and everything, but she developed dementia, and it was like really bad dementia where she forgot, where was forgetting people's birthdays and names and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, instead of just kind of giving up and just kind of throwing in the towel, like, oh, well, it's due to old age. I think she was in her 60s, I think, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't recall, I don't remember what article I read it in, but I couldn't make this up if I tried. And instead of putting her in a nursing home and just putting on basically on her deathbed, so to speak, they tried switching up her diet. Well, a few weeks later, after switching up her diet, what she ate, she put her on like a bunch of nuts and fruits and vegetables, took out mm-hmm. like all the meat and everything, and she started remembering people's names again.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's like I said, if you get the right foods, and because if you think about it, the other things, they start killing us over time, you know, sugar, salt, I mean, all that, and the thing is when you go to the store and you buy all that processed food, it is just full of just, you know, things that create toxins in your system. And over time, it, like I said, it can make your body start wearing down, but it can be reversed if you do the right things. Don't ever think you're too old to change anything. That's what I always try to tell people.
Well, I definitely can know what you mean by when you eat like a bad unhealthy food and it doesn't make you feel good, because there was this one time where it was like a cheat meal day for me. I don't always need one. Sometimes I have once a week, but sometimes I could go with, like, months without having one, because it's just I'm not one of those people who are like, oh, I need a cheat meal once a week. Mm-hmm. I can go whatever. And it was this afterwards, it was just like such a heavy meal on my stomach. I was like, this is gross.
Mm-hmm.
And I also agree with you about the processed lunch meat, because mm-hmm. I kid you not, I went to the supermarket to pick out lunch meat for myself, right? When I got home and put it on a sandwich, I saw this, like, I don't know what you call it. It looked like a little rainbow in the lunch meat. I was like, what am I eating, poison or what? I might as well eat a box of rat poison. Same thing.
And it does not make you feel good. I mean, when you eat that all the time, you're, like I said, your body, I mean, a lot of times people don't understand why when they're sluggish and they just, you know, just don't feel like the energy, like I said, those are the type of foods that will make your body, like I said, your body, and it's harder to digest also. So your body has to work harder to get that through your system.
And I also know how if you have too much, if I have too much salt, the mm-hmm. salt just kind of like, I don't know how to explain it, but basically I get a headache from just all the salt, and it's like, mm-hmm. ow.
Yeah, it's bad, you know, and the thing is that people are in such a rush now that they don't take time to make healthy food, or they don't have time because they're so busy with their family and they're feeding their kids. You know, okay, we're going to stop by McDonald's, but you can't. Now you're starting your kids out with this, and then your kids end up being obese, and they maybe get diabetes really early because you were giving them all this stuff. So you have to really think this through And, you know, like I said, you have a mindset where you're going to be healthy in it. And if you start your kids out, you know, like, okay, this is what we're going to eat. I know my my son-in-law and her daughter-in-law and her and my husband's son, they make sure they're girls. I mean, they will, you know, the thing is you can eat other things in moderation if you don't. You know, you don't want to sit there and just totally say you can't eat that. And especially with kids, because they're going to go find it somewhere anyway. But yeah, just, you know, just minimize what you eat. And, but make sure, and when they're young, just start them out that, hey, this is what we need to eat, and make sure they exercise and all that. And then as they grow up into adults, that's going to become a habit to them.
It'll be easier. I had a lot of junk food when I was growing up, not because my parents fed me unhealthy stuff. It's just that that's what we could afford back then.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, the thing is a lot of times you can't afford to buy. But the thing is people keep thinking that healthy food is expensive. Not really. If I shop at Sprouts for all our fresh stuff.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
And the thing is, and they've done experiments, and I have in one of my posts and stuff, is where you have a bag full of junk. And then you have a bag full of healthy stuff, and then you go and you pay for both of them. And the experiment that they did, the study was, and the healthy stuff was cheaper, because think about what you pay for potato chips, what you pay for, you know, all the cookies, all that, and you add that up, and the healthier stuff is going to cost less a lot of times.
Exactly. You know, here's a tip for my listeners. If you, and like, just because a recipe says put, I don't know, whatever, how much salt there is, mm-hmm. doesn't mean you have to put that much salt in there.
Exactly.
And it's like, I have used, just know this is not an ad for Beachbody whatsoever, because boy, I would love for them to pay me. But like one of the recipes had me put like 2 tablespoons of salt. It doesn't need 2 tablespoons of salt.
Yeah.
I'm only cooking for myself. So I'm going to put, so I only put like, I think a half a tablespoon. So I only put half, and still had a great flavor.
Exactly. Yeah. And sometimes you can substitute in some of the recipes. They'll use applesauce in mm-hmm. some things. You can substitute that. So, I mean, look for other ways that you can substitute some of those ingredients to make it healthier.
I had a question for you though. If someone wanted to, change their lifestyle, at whatever age, what would your tips for them be? Like, where would they start?
Where would you start? The first thing is go to your doctor. Go, and because a lot of times people don't go to the doctor unless they're sick. And as you get older, you should go to those physicals, and because, like I said, things will start happening as you get older. It will catch up with you. And so go to the doctor, sit down with them. A lot of the places or hospitals or doctors that you go to, they will have like nutritionists, that, you know, classes and stuff that you can go to, there's a list of things that you can do. But the main thing is getting checked out, see what you have, see what the doctors suggest as far as, you know, if you have hypertension, of course, you're going to get on medication. But no matter what you have, if you have to be on medication, they, in fact, my doctor recently, because you have to do the tele,
telemedicine.
You talk to them in person. And she sent me some exercises because I also have osteoporosis. That was another thing that I ended up with. And she gave me exercises that, because you don't want to, if you do anything too strenuous, you could break your bones and then you're in serious trouble. So she gave me all these exercises, and if they're, you know, they're in videos, and so you can, you know, just exercise from that. And those things are helpful too. But like I said, that's the first step. You know, find out what they suggest. The thing is when, you know, start out, like in my nutrition class, I'm teaching all this too, is make, first off, I say, get rid of all the bad stuff in your cupboards, okay? Then you make a list of healthy, and like I said, in our nutrition class, we teach the things you should eat to get all the vitamins and macronutrients and all that you need. And so you make a list for that, you go to the store, and you hope your whole family is on board with this, because it makes it harder if they're at least not there to support you, because you do need a support group to help you through it. Because if you don't have the willpower, and a lot of people will just give up and they'll say, oh, the heck with this. But, you know, just try that. So go to the store and, you know, buy all new stuff. So now you're going to be stocked with it. Okay, now, you know, go find all the recipes that you can that are healthy. And like you said, you know, watch out for even, and when I cook on my own, I either use very little salt because my son wants it in there, but you can make things taste so good just with all the different spices that don't have salt in them. And you mix different spices and you can come up, I mean, I make peppers and we just put all these spices on it. And then you put it like on, if you want on rice or pasta, you could just eat it by itself. And it tastes wonderful. You don't need salt. You really don't. And like I said, that's a good way to start it. Same thing with the sugar. Don't, if you drink Cokes or anything like that, anything that's high in sugar, try to go just to plain water, because you really need water anyway. So go to the water. And then like teas without sugar in them, because they've got all these flavored teas now that taste wonderful.
I used to drink a lot of tea,
and it's good for you.
I drink the other kind of tea, not even the green tea, just the ones with the tea bags, and mm-hmm. And I used to drink a lot of soda too, but I used to. Yeah, I used to drink too much soda, and my teeth got all yellow and gross. Mm-hmm.
They get decayed.
I even read an article. My parents made me read an article years ago that I really didn't pay attention to until I took a nutrition course. I mean, this was before the nutrition course, but in the article said that Coca-Cola and I don't have the article anymore, but I think it's in back in my other house. I think I could be wrong. I don't know. I save too much crap. not to disgust anybody, but not to gross anybody out or anything, but at least not trying to on purpose, but. Coca-Cola, I read in this article, can take off rust on your car and anything around it. I mean, that is applied to Coca-Cola too. And it could also clean your toilet. So next time when you're drinking one, just remember that.
Yes. Yeah. It will also, somebody put a nail in there, will rust a nail. So it's yeah. I mean, if you could, I mean, find something else that you want to drink and try to get away from those. And you know, like I said, just, you've got to get a different mindset. That's the main thing too. You have to have this mindset that you're going to do this and get the support group, some type of support group behind you, a friend and or you know someone in the family. But you have to have that support if you want to be successful. Because a lot of people, and don't consider it a diet, you know, say it is, you're changing your lifestyle. If you say a diet, because people, you look how many people, you know,
diet is a
beginning of the year, yeah, I'm going to diet, and within a month they're off the diet. So this has to be something that you are going to be dedicated to.
Well, I'll tell you a true story real quick. How I got rid of my soda habit is that I started cutting back off of it gradually.
Mm-hmm.
And my dentist said my teeth and gums looked much healthier than it used to be. It was mm-hmm. still yellow and everything. But and I was like, oh, it looks much healthier. And I was like, oh, that's great. So me and my parents came up with this compromise that if I got off leaned completely off the soda, they would help me get my teeth whitened and everything. So I was like, well, I would always like a pair of white teeth and not the yellow stuff anymore, because every picture I'm in was just yellow. And even if from afar you wouldn't really notice, but I'm very critical of my appearance. Not like always in a bad thing, but I was like, well, gee, every time I smile, it's like, hey, look at my white teeth. My yellow teeth at the time. And so I made that compromise. And so I was able to get my teeth whitened. And since it wasn't cheap. So it kind of helped me. So I was like, well, now you can't drink anything that, I can stain your teeth. And like cocoa powder does not stain my teeth because it's just a powder, but anything with chocolate syrup in it or like chocolate chips, Coca-Cola, and those dense sugary drinks like I don't know, like all the dyed drinks like Gatorade and whatnot, this can just stain your teeth and everything. So now I just steer clear of those. And I know some people might say, oh, well, and it's like, but I like those. And it's like, well, that's fine for you if you want to stay that way. But for me, I wanted just something where I wouldn't be tempted, because it's like, oh, well, if I just keep my teeth yellow, well, I can have a cheat soda. And right before that, not the surgery, but right before the teeth whitening, I actually had one more soda just for the heck of it. Mm-hmm. I took a sip of it. And I was like, I don't like the taste anymore. Just disgusting.
Yeah, see? Mm-hmm.
And now I just carry Hydro Flask with me, and this is not a promotion. Boy, they should be paying me. Good Lord.
I know. Yeah, there's sometimes, we should get paid for it.
Yeah, I was like, I only have 32 ounce Hydro Flask with me sitting on my desk as we speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like I said, and like I said, here, and it's the mindset too. If you say, hey, you know, I'm going to change to this, and you start liking that, yeah, then it's easier to walk away from other things that you were kind of addicted, because you can get addicted to that caffeine in the Coke. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
If they drink six or so a day, you know, it's like, oh, you know, it's like you're a Coke-aholic instead of an alcoholic, you know, and it's, yeah. So you just want to, kind of see that. Oh, and then the other thing too is, so you have healthy, you can do this ahead of time find the recipes, you know, fix all of it up and freeze it. You can put it in the freezer, you know, what you're going to eat during the week.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
And that way you already have these, you can't have an excuse, oh, I'm too tired to do this. You know, now you can just take stuff out of the freezer and have a healthy meal and, you know, make a salad or whatever you have, you don't want to with it, and you're set. And that's another thing. So you just, you want to do everything you can to keep yourself motivated and, you know, excited about what you're doing. You know, it's because we all get tired. And I mean, all of us understand that, but if you can find ways to make it easier to get through the times that you are tired, then, you know, go for it.
Or you could get some, or you can find some healthy frozen foods. Like I know Trader Joe's made some frozen fish burgers, and mm-hmm. I looked at the ingredients. They're like only four ingredients. There's nothing that...
That's good.
You know, there's some of those words out there like that can combine multiple ingredients.
The thing is, they say if you can't read it, you probably don't want to eat it.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's also those words where they can put all these other ingredients behind that one word, and so mm-hmm. you don't have to list all the ingredients, but there's nothing like that in the box. It's literally only three or four ingredients. And
That's good.
It's like, oh, well, you know, sometimes I just like something easy that I can literally just put on the stove frozen, cook mm-hmm. it, and I'm done. I mean, like, I'm not having them every single night, but like, okay.
Well, right, just to fill in.
For karate class, I have different mm-hmm. time karate classes. Oh, I got to eat something. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't go to the store to go get a chicken breast. Well, I'm going to throw one on the stove. Yeah. And just to speed up even more, my dad taught me a technique. And he learned a cooking channel. Mm-hmm. I forgot what show. But I think it was Diner, Drive-Ins, and Dives. You put a little bit of water in the pan. A little bit of water in the pan when the food is cooking, and then you put the lid on it, and so you basically are steaming your frozen food, and so it cooks faster, and plus it stays moist. And I tried this a few times. Instead of just waiting for it to cook all the way through just without any lid on, it takes like maybe like 5-8 minutes, but with the steaming, it takes like 3 or 4 minutes per side. And it's like, geez, I was like, mm-hmm. this thing is fast. And I was like, the cooking channel is the best thing ever happened.
Yeah. And like I said, it's so moist. And cause there's certain way things you can, the way you cook it, it's can be really dry. And it's, to me, it doesn't taste good once it's dry.
So, before we finish,
I have the exercise part here too. So you want me to go ahead and do that, and then you can finish.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So now for the exercise side of it. And I have lived in California since 1976, and it is a health conscious state, thank goodness. You know, and I remember when we traveled back east and people were smoking and doing and all of it. I mean, for years they had, you know, no smoking areas. In California. So that part I was happy about because that helps motivate you too. I joined Jazzercise, and then the gyms became more popular. And the thing is, as they became popular, you would have to wait for certain machines, and many women were not comfortable in a co-ed class, exercise class. And so Curves became a fitness studio option, and that was over 25 years ago, but we were able to do that, and they were smaller classes, so you were able to get in and exercise, and it's just like, I remember really calling all the gyms and stuff meat markets, and it's true, you know, and or you'd have to wait forever, or you could never get to a machine without, you know, waiting and having to. And you know, your time's precious, and so you want to be able to get things done and then go and do something else. So that's what happened then. And then why I exercise, like I said, to eat good, and now you want to exercise, and it's recommended for good health. It helps us sleep better, it clears our minds and improves our mood and attitude, and it gives us more energy. and controls what we eat and burns fat, builds muscles, lowers your cholesterol and blood pressure, diabetes, and it boosts your metabolism and it strengthens your heart and lungs. There's a lot of benefit that you get from exercising. And it's recommended that we do about 150 minutes of moderate aerobic exercise weekly. And that's like walking, and about 75 minutes of vigorous aerobic exercise. And that's like running, and then to be in a healthy state. And you can also combine those, the moderate and the vigorous, to also get a good.
I think I did too many then.
Pardon me?
I think I did too many exercises.
Too many? Well, like I said, that's it. Because I remember when there'd be these people that were just exercising all the time. And I remember that then coming on the news or whatever, and they say, well, you know, no benefit is happening after a certain point. So you can exercise, yes, you can exercise too much, and it's not good for you either. So
I like to work out a lot.
Well, like I said, you just don't want to overdo it, but it you feel so much better. You know, it's talk about giving you energy. And to me, and especially if you start off in the morning, and I love to walk, and walking in the morning, I mean, it gets me so invigorated for the rest of the day. That's my time frame that I like to exercise. So, and then you have to make sure you prevent dehydration. And be sure and drink approximately 8 ounce glasses of water a day. And then, and I don't know if a lot of people know this, but up to 60% of the human body, adult body, is water. And this can change slightly with our age and sex and hydration levels. But that's our body is you know, more than half water. And then here's a quote that John F. Kennedy has about physical fitness. He says, physical fitness is not only one of the most important keys to a healthy body, it is the basis of dynamic and creative intellectual activity. And I thought that was good. Mm. Yeah. Definitely. And then as I said, I, you know, did, you know, everything that I was eating right and now exercising. And so, I mean, I was really, really feeling good. And then I also have a Health Becomes Fitness podcast. And so if you want to, you know, let your audience know that too. And so that I have interviews like Jimmy is having with me, and where we can discuss nutrition and exercise and all that on there too, to so people know what's out there to stay healthy. And then in my closing, to feel and look good, you need to live a healthy lifestyle and eat the right foods and exercise regularly and drink your water daily. And then if you follow a regular regimen, it will help give you that energy that you need, and you'll build your self-esteem, and it'll help lose your weight, and it gives you that more positive outlook. And so you'll be engaging in activities and events that maybe you weren't doing anymore. So now you'll be out there and socializing. And then also in closing, this is to me is really important, is like make a healthy lifestyle and exercising fun and something that you look forward to.
And, exactly. So where can people find you?
Pardon me?
Where can people find you on social media?
Oh, they can find me on Facebook and Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube, my podcast, which is Health Becomes Fitness Podcast. Should I leave? Do anything? Oh, Twitter. I'm on Twitter, so I'm on those
social media. That would be under Denise Gardner.
It depends. Many facets. My blog is Many Facets of Life. So sometimes it's under Many Facets of Life. On Twitter, it's Cal Holmes for You. So I mean, it just depends. It depends on that. But if I give you the links, you could let them know that if you want to.
Yeah, definitely. I'll put in the. Notes on the description.
So like I said, those are the things I do, and you know, for a healthy lifestyle. And like I said, just don't think it's too late. I mean, it's never too late. You just and you'd be really surprised how great.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.